But then tragedy struck when Alice died from kidney failure after the birth of their daughter. For legendsoffaith.org, I'm Rob Cutter. Teddy was born in New York City. Growing up, he suffered from asthma, but yet he had an unbreakable spirit with lots of energy. He always had an appreciation of his faith that was instilled in him by his family, especially his father, who helped him most with some of his physical challenges. He would travel often with his family, allowing the opportunity to experience different cultures from around the world. On one of those family outings to the Alps, Teddy discovered the benefits of physical exertion, which helped minimize his asthma, and in the end, that would bolster his spirits. In school, he was a gifted student. He loved geography, history, and biology. When Teddy was of age to attend college, his father advised him to hold strong to his beliefs, attend to his health, and finally, focus on your studies. His father always led the family in prayer, and after his father passed away, Teddy would follow in the same footsteps. While in college, Teddy taught Sunday school, something he would do for more than 3 years while attending college. He became fascinated with the role played by the United States Navy in the War of 1812. He even wrote a book on the war, and to his surprise, it was critically acclaimed as a scholastic achievement. After college, he met and married the love of his life, Alice. When it was announced that she was expecting, it was a happy time for the entire family. But then, tragedy struck. Alice died a few days later from kidney failure after the birth of their daughter. And to make matters worse, Teddy's mom died on the same day from a short illness. Distraught, he left his baby girl in the care of his sister while he grieved. Days later, he rode out to the Badlands of the Dakotas. It was during his time there, he discovered the rugged beauty and the rough and tumble life of a rancher. He saw the hand of God in the natural beauty and rugged landscapes, reinforcing his conviction in the stewardship of the land around him. His time in the Dakotas deepened his respect for the natural world, and that honed his physical and mental toughness. Teddy's adventurous spirits continued. He would travel all over the world, including stops in Africa and the Amazon. He became a renowned hunter and explorer, and his exploits were all well documented. His exciting adventures soon led him to the ranks of the Rough Riders during the Spanish-American War. As a lieutenant colonel in the cavalry, his leadership and valor at the Battle of San Juan Hill became the stuff of legends. After serving his country in the army, Teddy became interested in politics. He became a popular figure in the state of New York. Rising up to the state ranks of New York politics, his popularity and charisma would lead him to the governorship for 2 years. His success as governor eventually led him to serve as the 25th vice president under President William McKinley. Theodore Roosevelt would hold that position for 6 months until he assumed the presidency after President McKinley's assassination. He took up the challenge as president during this time, and he would assume the same vigor that characterized his charge up San Juan Hill. In the twilight of his post-presidential years, Teddy Roosevelt found a new outlet. he turned to the written word, contributing to a Christian magazine with his amazing faith-based stories of all his adventures throughout his years. From the fragile child who clung to the scriptures to the rolling plains of the Dakotas and the hallowed halls of the White House, Theodore Roosevelt's journey was one of a ceaseless endeavor, guided by a profound belief in God and country. For more stories like this and for ways to donate, visit us at legendsoffaith.org. Thanks for watching the Legends of Faith channel. Please help us create more videos by clicking on the donation link below. Thank you, and see you next time on the channel.